And if there's one thing everyone knows about Pittsburgh, even people who've never been there, it's that Pittsburgh used to be a big steel town, but is no longer. The huge steel mills that used to line the Allegheny and Monongahela rivers certainly are gone, along with their tall, belching smokestacks. Still, the steel industry isn't completely gone, as NPR's Adam Davidson learned. Now it exists in various nooks and crannies of the old steel city.
So this is what it's come to. The center of Pittsburgh's steelmaking power is now a shopping mall. It drives Jan Doffner crazy. This is the grounds of the Homestead Works.
One of the largest mills in the world at one time.
What did it look like?
The largest open hearth in the world was located where Dave and Buster's is today. Okay. So
Jan Doffner gives bus tours with the heritage group Rivers of Steel.
Can you hear me now?
Today, it's an elder hostel tour of an abandoned steel furnace.
Did you hear what this bus driver just called me? He called me, he said, my little hunky friend.
It's not as rude as it sounds. Hunky refers to a mill hunk, a blue-collar mill worker.
There was another side of the tracks, wasn't there, Dexter?
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was. On the other side of the tracks, there lived the cake eaters.
The cake eaters, of course, were the rich folks, at least rich in the eyes of the mill hunks. Cake eaters were the professionals, the engineers, the office workers. Chuck Edwards was a mill hunk. He's now a Rivers of Steel tour guide. He remembers when the plant started closing.
It was like going to a funeral every day. You'd come in here and you knew that this was just going to be gone. And you're not going to go up the road to another mill and get a job because they're having their own funeral up there.
This is the standard Pittsburgh story. Steel died. In came tourism, hospitals, universities, and lots of malls. But is it right? Is the steel industry dead in Pittsburgh? Not exactly. To see what's become of Pittsburgh steel, you have to drive away from the big steel mills. Sometimes you have to leave the city and go to a nearby suburb like Cranberry Township. I went to Mecco Marking, a steel stamping company run by Dean Friends.
This could not look less like something related to the steel industry, huh?
By design. By design, yes.
It's nice being out here in the fresh air.
Very nice being out in the fresh air, and we've got a lot of good restaurants around here.
Mecco has a remarkably narrow specialty, marking numbers and letters on pieces of steel. They've been doing it for more than 100 years. They used to do it with hammers back when they were based downtown near the big mills. Now they've gone high tech. They use lasers to engrave 3D images into steel.
Put the mic around the side there. And then
that is so cool.
I mean, this is absolutely Star Wars type stuff.
Mecco used to work just for Pittsburgh steel plants, but those are gone. So to stay alive, Mecco had to find customers around the country and the world. And Mecco is just one of hundreds of similar companies. In fact, Pittsburgh is home to fully 25% of America's steel mill suppliers. These are small companies founded by engineers and other experts for hire, or specialty equipment makers, the folks who make testing tools or specialized bricks for steel furnaces. Some are tiny, just two or three staff members. Others, like Mecco, employ closer to 100 people. Altogether, they employ tens of thousands, and they have a big impact on the global steel business. But all these survivors don't make up for what was lost. They employ far fewer than the big mills did, and for the most part, they employ cake eaters. There are hardly any jobs left for the mill hunks. Now that the plants they worked in are gone, and the city has changed. Carrie Trito studies steel economics.
When you're on the river, I was on the river last night rowing, and that U.S. Steel building towers over you. And the change from having that huge U.S. Steel building as the symbol of this is what our city is doing to these small organizations scattered around, visually, it's very different.
Trito is part of a group of professors at the University of Pittsburgh studying what's become of the steel industry. She says they've learned some valuable lessons, that sometimes an economy's best assets are hidden, that some industries have a second act. And, at least in Pittsburgh, if you want to thrive in the 21st century, it pays to be a cake eater. Adam Davidson, NPR News.